editor. Well, Charles Pellegrin, our business editor, is also with us. Charles, what are the economic impacts then of this?
Well, one Republican senator, Joni Ernst, asked the Congressional Budget Office, a nonpartisan agency that calculates the financial impact of government policies, or in this case, a lack of policy, about what the impact of the shutdown would be. And the head of the CBO responded to her in a letter shared publicly. Here are some of the highlights from that letter. Based on federal agencies' contingency plans, 750,000 non-essential employees are expected to be furloughed each day. This means they are not clocking in for work and not collecting pay until after the shutdown ends. That number could vary as the shutdown extends, and this amounts to about $400 million in lost compensation each day. In terms of economic impact, the CBO based itself on the previous shutdown, which ended in January 2019, and in that case, most of the GDP loss during the shutdown was recovered later, except for $3 billion worth, which they calculate was worth 0.2% of that year's economic output. Impact on business activity, according to that letter, is uncertain, although back in 2019, it did obviously affect demand for goods and services in the private sector. Considering the number of private companies that depend on government contracts, we can definitely expect some impact. But as the CBO explains, it's hard to predict what it will look like exactly. And for a look at what the impact was back in late 2018 and 2019 in that previous shutdown, here's a report by Luke Schrago from the France 24 Business Desk.
In 2018, Donald Trump wanted $5.7 billion to fund his wall along the southern U.S. border with Mexico. Democrats estimated the final cost at up to $70 billion, with $150 million more a year in maintenance costs and dug in their heels. And the government went into its longest shutdown in history as stopgap spending bills finally expired.
It's only nine of the cabinet agencies that will shut down. However, that includes Homeland Security. So people who are carrying out the Trump orders on the U.S.-Mexico border won't get paid. People who inspect luggage at America's airports, the transportation, TSA, they won't get paid.
For 35 days, 380,000 government workers found themselves furloughed, with another 420,000 having to go to work without pay. It left many unable to pay bills for weeks on end, not to mention those reliant on aid programs that suddenly lost all funding.
We saw $3 billion in lost economic growth that we could not recover. We have seen disruptions to farm loans, rural development programs, some of those veteran assistance training and support programs, even rental assistance for low-income Americans has been impacted.
Ultimately, Trump and congressional leaders agreed to legislation that saw the government temporarily funded up to February 15th in 2019, giving politicians enough time to hammer out a revised bill, one which cut down funding for Trump's border wall to just $1.4 billion.
Luke Schrago there. Well, one thing that's different this time, potentially a much larger impact on jobs.
Mm-hmm. As Doug Herbert, our international affairs commentator, mentioned, Donald Trump and his administration have pressured agencies to use this shutdown as an opportunity to reduce the size of the federal workforce in accordance with the president's priorities and, in a way, continue to the work started by DOGE. However, so far, the plans outlined by the agencies that are part of the federal government, the shutdown only mentions furloughs, not any layoffs. Nevertheless, the specter of those mass firings is looming large, and they could compound an already grim-looking picture for labor and employment in the United States, which has led the Federal Reserve to start cutting its benchmark interest rate last month in order to try and stimulate the economy, even as inflation remains above target. And new data by the Conference Board is sowing more uncertainty on the job markets. It shows that expectations from American consumers about job prospects hitting a four-year low this September, with only 26.9% of them saying that jobs are plentiful. The last time it was that low was in 2021, when the economy was still hard hit by the COVID pandemic. And one last note on this, we actually won't have fresh jobs data in the U.S., whether jobless claims or otherwise, until the shutdown is over because, well, that's one of the government services that's considered non-essential. So that's adding more uncertainty and cloudiness to the U.S. economic picture.
What about the impact on the markets then, Charles?
Well, stock markets were shrugging off the impact in the U.S., although futures now for Wall Street are showing declines at the open later this Wednesday. We'll keep an eye on big U.S. defense contractors like Boeing or Raytheon, who've been benefiting from a surge in spending for munitions, drones, etc. Instead, though, investors could be placing their money elsewhere. Bets on U.S. 10-year treasuries are higher, signifying people are expecting the Federal Reserve to cut rates again because of these poor employment figures. And the U.S. dollar is also weakening against other currencies. Gold, a traditional safe haven, is also gaining ground, reaching new highs and approaching that $4,000 an ounce figure.
Sean, thanks very much. Sean Pellegrin there with the business news for us on France 24. More from Sean, of course, as the day goes on here.